You might already want to ditch a book that forces you to listen to teenagers, especially if you're having a bad week or thinking ungenerous thoughts about your blessed offspring. Or are we the only ones who do that? We won't deny that some of what we heard from the kids was challenging, but overall, we think you'll be not only surprised by what these kids have to say, but also encouraged and better able to relate to your own kids, at least most of the time. So, what are these surprising findings about the inner lives of our children? Our book covers six areas in which parents often misunderstand what's happening with their kids when they hit the tween and teen years, and the surprising truth our research uncovered. Let's look at these six surprises. Number one, we think peer pressure pushes kids to rebel and behave in reckless ways without thinking through the consequences. But what's really happening is that the intoxicating nature of freedom and the fear of losing it can lead good kids to make choices that look like recklessness and even rebellion, but directly addressing their craving for independence will help them build responsibility. Number two, teens seem to reject their parents and their parents' values, no longer caring much what their parents think. But actually, separating themselves from their parents' identities is one of the ways healthy teenagers can develop their own identities. But even as they seem to push us away, our children still secretly want to know our values and need our affirmation of who they are becoming. Number three, we are convinced that teens don't want rules or discipline. But in reality, although our teens test our authority and argue with rules, they secretly want us to stand firm as parents and will lose respect for us if we don't. Number four, we think that when kids make mistakes, they disregard their parents' opinion or criticism. However, while they may not look like it, kids want the security of knowing we are making the effort to understand them and to be there for them regardless of their mistakes. But kids will emotionally shut out a parent they see as judgmental. Number five, we believe kids don't listen to parents. Actually, kids tend to stop talking because they perceive parents as rotten listeners. But they will open up when we prove we're safe and when we calmly acknowledge their feelings before addressing a problem. Number six, it appears that teens give in easily to negative attitudes, afflicting their families with sullenness, anger, or backtalk over what seem to be minor issues. Really, though, what looks like an attitude problem may actually be a sign of insecurity. But actively countering our children's fears can build their confidence and help them become more respectful of parents and others. You might be wondering how we managed to wring all this information out of a bunch of monosyllabic adolescents. Well, first, we conducted confidential focus groups with teens and preteens around the country. We also held numerous kid-on-the-street interviews, stopping teenagers in shopping malls and coffee shops, schools and arcades, to ask what they were really thinking and feeling about all sorts of issues. We dug back into our files of input from hundreds of teenage guys for our earlier book, For Young Women Only, and followed up with them in more depth. Whenever either of us traveled for speaking events from Los Angeles to Kansas City to Saratoga, we talked to kids to confirm that what we were hearing was fairly universal. Finally, we conducted a groundbreaking professional, nationally representative survey with the help of two sets of experts, Chuck Cowan at Analytic Focus, who used to be the chief of survey design at the